If you would, turn with me over to Psalms, the 46th chapter, please. Very familiar scripture, probably to a lot of folks. Psalms 46, I'm going to read the whole thing, which is only 11 verses. But just bear with me. Give you a chance to get there. Title of my sermon this morning is, God is in control. He is in control. No matter what you may think, no matter what I might think, I want you to understand something this morning. God is in control. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttereth his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. Listen to this. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Let us pray. Father, as we come this morning, Lord, I come with nothing, Lord, but just praise for you this morning, knowing full well that you are a God that is in complete control. Lord, I want to praise you this morning. I want to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise that you so rightly deserve here this morning. All of our praise, all that we have about us, Lord, this should be to your glory, should be to your honor. And Lord, we give you all that. Father, I praise you this morning for your son, Jesus, that died upon a cross. The Lord, that we could have salvation in our lives, that we can have hope, that we can have all these things that the world wants, Lord, and we know that you can give it. And all we have to do is reach out and take it because you so freely give it to all. We ask it all in your son's name, Jesus. And amen. And amen. You know, I got to thinking down through the week. I had to do a funeral earlier in the week, as most of you well know. But also the tragic event that happened at a church here this past week in Charleston, South Carolina, where a young gentleman went into the church, sat there through an hour of the service, and got up and shot and killed, I believe it was 8 people, wounded some more. It'd be easy for us to sit back and question God, and it'd be easy for us to ask why. I'm here to tell you, I want to state this message saying this morning, God is in control of even those type of situations. Do you believe that? I believe he is. It doesn't matter what's happening in this world. It doesn't matter what goes on in our lives or in the lives of those that we love, whether it be good or whether it be bad. I want you to understand something here this morning. God is still in complete control. It doesn't matter what's happening in the economy. It doesn't matter what's happening on any political level. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter what we do to Social Security or health care or anything else. I want to put this and I want to bring this across this morning. Listen to me. God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in times of trouble. But listen to me and understand this. The God that we serve is in control this morning. God is in control. It's not the government or the president that's going to help. It's not that. Or anybody else. They may think that they're in control. And I want to tell you something here this morning. You might think here this morning that you are in control of your situation. I'm telling you, God's in control. God is in complete control. I mean, I don't know how and why sometimes we want to think that we have all these things in our public hands and we can control what goes on in our life. I want to tell you something. God gives us the way to do things, and brother, we need to do it. But listen to me. When it's all said and done, he is in complete control of it. The hands of a just God. God is our source of, he's the source of our strength. He is the source of our strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But you know what? It's through Him that all these things can come about. It's not on my own strength or my own power. And get this. Heaven never has a shortage. Never has a shortage. It never needs a bailout. Heaven never needs a bailout. Do you understand what I'm saying here this morning? There are many times in life from our natural perspectives, from our natural perspective sometimes, we think that there are easier and faster ways to accomplish things. Do we not? Well, you know what? God has a better viewpoint than what we have. That's where we fail. That's where we think that we're in control. We're not God. Sometimes we think that we're God. Sometimes we think that we understand why things happen. And we say to our own self, man, why did that happen? Listen to me. God has a better viewpoint than what we have. He sees the whole picture. I told you this before. Whenever my sister died at 11 years old, I questioned. I questioned why. Why should this happen? Why should this happen to this little 11-year-old girl? I said, why? Questioned that for years. God, I got saved and I still question God for that. I said, why did this happen? But you know what? God showed me that He had a better viewpoint. He showed me, and I told you this before, you know what? I had no idea how that girl would turn out one of these days. I never knew, but God knew the whole picture. He knew. And He showed that to me. And you know what? From that point on, I never questioned why that happened. God has too many times our only initiative is to get through it, is to go through it. But you know what? God's intentions are for us sometimes is to help us grow. Am I right? There are times when things happen in our life that we will not understand. You will not understand why there's a sickness, why there's a job loss, why there's so many things that happen in our life, why we suffer so many things. And listen to me, it happens to Christians just as well as it happens to those who are not. Am I right? And what do? The first thing that we do, we question God's authority. God, why did you let this happen? God, why? Listen to me. I'm telling you, God is still in control. And you know what? His intentions for us is for me and you to grow. I have grown, and this is not bragging on me. This is not saying, but I'm telling you, through the troubles and trials in my life, God has helped Dave Long grow. He's helped me see. He's showed me that through all these things, and listen to me, you know what? I wasn't in control, number one. And number two, that since God is in control, I've got to learn that I can grow from these things. It helps me to understand that I can be a better Christian because of all of it. You know what? I believe in my heart that whenever God puts us through situations, there's going to come a time in your life when you're going to need to help somebody else out. And then you need to step up to the plate. Then you need to say, God, I've been through that. Help me help these people. Let me ask you a question then. If God is not in control, then who is? The devil? No. The devil's not in control. The devil's going to end up where he's going. God's going to put him in his place one of these days. Am I right? He's the God of this world. He's not in control. God is in control. If no one or nothing is in control, does that mean that whatever happens just happens because of happenstance or happens because of luck? And some Christians even throw that word around sometimes, do they not? You know what? The idea of luck and good fortune. They say, oh man, I had good luck on that one. Or I had good fortune. No, you didn't. God is in control. The God that I serve is in control. God is not in the luck business. You understand that? God's not in the luck business. He's in the blessings business. He is in the business of blessing us as Christians. That's what it's about. It's not luck. He blesses us. Your luck will run out if that's what you're believing in. Do you understand that? Our luck will run out if that's all you believe in. Your luck's going to run out. But the blessings of the Lord endure forever. Ecclesiastes 3:14. I know whatsoever God doeth. Listen to this. It shall be forever. Shall be forever. Listen, whenever He made a way of salvation, that way of salvation will last until Jesus Christ comes back to take His church out of here. Amen? Amen. And if you and I are saved at the moment that we die, at the moment that He comes back and get us, listen to me, it shall last forever. Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad that He's in control? Aren't you glad that, you know what? I've said this before. Tony, I'm glad I'm not God. Because every time I would see something wrong, guess what I would do? There'd be a lightning bolt come down out of heaven and strike that person. That's my thoughts. Aren't you glad that God's in control and that He understands that God sees the whole picture? Aren't you glad? I tell you, I am. Just be glad that I'm not God. Praise God this morning. There sometimes will be, you know, listen, we are simply saying that there is no plan or order in the universe whenever we say that there's simply luck. That's what we're saying, that God has no plan, there's no order in this universe. I'm here to tell you this morning that there is order in this universe. There is order in this world, how chaotic we may think it is. All those things that are happening out there today to us and in this world today is as part of God's plan, as part of Him being in control. We have to understand that. Doesn't life get so much simpler when we understand God is in control of these things? Then sometimes we'll be happy, most of the time we'll be unfulfilled if we believe in happenstance and luck. That's what happens. Am I right? You know what? If you believe that way, sometimes you're gonna be happy, sometimes you're gonna be sad, and most of the time you're gonna be unfulfilled because you know why? You're not putting your trust and your faith where it should be. You're putting it in luck. And we will always, listen to me, if you believe that, you're always going to fear the future. I'm here to tell you this morning, I do not fear the future. I know what lies in the future for me if I was to happen to die today. I know where my future lies. Listen to me. I know that tomorrow I have no control over what goes on tomorrow in my life. None whatsoever. I know that the God that I serve has that control. Yes, I get up out of bed. Yes, I do. But you know what? I get up out of bed because God allows me to get up. Amen? I take that breath because God allows me to take that breath. I get up there, whenever I take a bite of food, and whenever I do that because God has allowed me to do it. Amen? He is in absolute control of every single event in our life. Do you believe that? I believe that this morning. He is in absolute control of it. He is the master over those things that affect His plan for each of us. I'm telling you. Listen, Dalton, He has a plan for your life. He knows what's going on. He has control over your life, whether we want to believe it or not. He has control over it. He has control over it. Yes, we will make decisions. We will make decisions whether we serve Him. We will make decisions whether we don't serve Him. But listen to me. As we get down through this life, God has control over us. I believe that. You know what? To calm our fears, the Lord gives us in Psalms 46:10. He says it's a simple command. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that He is God. Too many times, the noise out there in this world and all these things, they will take and distract us. They will make us turn our attention away from who really is in control, and that is God. And I'll tell you what a wonderful phrase that is. Be still and know that I am God. But how can we be sure? Well, let's open God's Word and see and examine some passages that reveal His sovereignty in our life. The very first scripture that we find in the Bible can be found in Genesis 1:1. And what's it tell us? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Think about what that means for a minute. Just let that sink in for a minute. I don't believe that this just happened. I do not believe that it happened in some big bang. I will never believe that because I believe what the Bible says, that God created the heavens and the earth. He put everything in order. Now listen to me. If God created the heavens and the earth, why should He not have control over everything out there? He has control. He put every other world in this place, created galaxies, solar systems, gravity, time, and space. Literally, every speck of matter there is in the universe, God has created. And you tell me He does not have control over it? And that includes us. That includes us. Amen? If He set all this in motion, if He set all of it in motion, then He is more than able to sustain the creation that He has created for eternity. Amen. He's more than able. My Bible tells me one of these days there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And guess who's going to create that? Amen? Amen. The God that we serve, the one that is in control, He is the one that's going to do this. The Old Testament reveals also, now get a load of this, all of us farmers. He reveals God's control in every area, most notably over nature. God has control over nature. He has over nations. And guess what? He has even control over unbelievers. Amen? They may not think it. They may not want to believe that. But the God that I serve, if He created the heavens and the earth and everything and all matter, then He is in control of that. Do not think for a minute that He does not have control over what's going on. He knows. His dominion over nature is noted in Psalms 135, 6, and 7. Listen to this, farmers. Whosoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in the earth and in the seas and all deep places, He causes the vapors to ascend from the earth into the earth. He maketh lightning for the rain. He bringeth the winds out of His treasure. And He goes on in Psalms 104, 14. He causes the grass to grow for the service of man, that He may bring forth food out of the earth. Tell me who is in control. What happens when the rains dry up? Oh, we can irrigate water from a certain distance. What happens whenever you can't do that? Look what's happening out in California. But anyway, listen to me. You know what? We think we're in control. We think that we have all this figured out. And guess what? God throws one little curve, and they figure out that they're not in control. Amen? They're not in control. This shows that despite man's effort, farming would be impossible if God did not raise the vegetation from the earth. It would be impossible. And I believe that. I believe it. Unlike man, God is not bound by nature. He is not bound. More than that, He is in control, total control of nature. What we see out here, the winds, the rains, the sun, all these things, the snow, all these things that help us to come together. The God that I serve is in total control of that stuff. Now, when you think about the history of this world and the many nations that have come about and gone, yeah, and Ryan's right, this nation is headed down right now. It is headed down. Whether or not we will recover, I do not know. And you know what? That's in God's control and in His hands. Amen? Can it be changed? Oh, yeah. If revival starts, like I said, where it needs to start, in the churches and spread out to the communities, and people are willing to accept God and willing to accept Him back into their hearts, yes, revival. Yes, the nation will come alive. Do I think it'll happen? I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know. But we think the many nations that this world has had, and that have brought about pain and war and bloodshed, it is easy to wonder if God was in control doing all those things. Listen to me. In the face of war, it isn't easy because of the violence and all the stuff that happened for us to question God. And you know, we think that God's really in control and He lets all this stuff happen. We need to understand what God, you know, God is not worried about world dictators. God's not worried about all this other kind of stuff. You know what Job 12:23 tells us? He makes the nations great. Listen to this. Then destroys them. He enlarges the nations and then straightens them out again. Tell me that God is not in control of all this. My Bible tells me He is. So we see that there is no nation, no dictator, no president, no army that does anything outside of God's control. Do you understand that this morning? I don't care what they do, where they're going to say they're going to do it, they're not going to do it unless God allows it to be done. And whenever God does it, we sit back and we question, well, all those young lives are lost, all this, all that. Listen to me. God sees the big picture. We don't. And besides, what happened back in the Garden of Eden? Sin came into the world because of man's disobedience. Amen? Because of man's disobedience. So this doesn't mean what will happen. We can understand. I don't understand it all. I don't understand the senseless act of a young man going into a church and sitting there and in a prayer meeting and a Bible study, sitting there for an hour and listening to these people talk and then getting up out there and shooting them.
Don't think for a moment it couldn't happen here.
Don't think for a moment that you could not have that happen in this little community. I'm telling you what, God tells us to be prepared. You know what? We need to know Jesus as our personal Savior. That's what He tells us to do. However, we are assured of this scripture that even when we do not understand His plan, God remains in control of every nation and every situation. Even when we don't understand, God is in complete control. Sometimes, you know, something else we will often fail to understand that is that God is in control over those who do not even believe in Him. Did you know the story in Daniel 4 about King Nebuchadnezzar? King Nebuchadnezzar, if you read Daniel 4, that's King Nebuchadnezzar. That's actually his testimony. He thought that he got too big for his britches. He thought, is this not Babylon the Great, which I myself have built as a royal residence? Goes on to say, by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty, this is what King Nebuchadnezzar said. How's that for arrogance to you? Have you ever heard anybody be that arrogant? Listen, this is a man who praised only himself for what God allowed him to accomplish. You know what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar? He ended up for 7 years. They said he went out in the fields and ate grass like the cattle. God made him insane, and he thought that he was in control. That was a great nation, he thought. God showed him. He was an unbeliever, and God showed him. God has control over all these things. God said how He would humble the mighty king, and He did. We think sometimes that we are in control, and I like what they said earlier about pride and how the pride cometh before the fall, and it does. Pride will bring us down faster than anything. Even that, because we know that God is in control, we can find peace in several places. In the Bible, we can find peace if we just believe what it is. First, we can find comfort in the fact that an almighty God who is in absolute control of everything. Listen to me. God never stopped providing, protecting, watching over, or caring for each of us. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly what we need today. He knows exactly what we need tomorrow. Next year, 10 years from now, whatever the situation, I'm telling you, God is in control. He knows just exactly what you need. Matthew 6:31-34 tells us this. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth what ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first. This is great scripture right here for everyone. Everyone who is a Christian. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And it says, all these things shall be added unto thee. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Listen, sufficient unto this is the evil thereof. Listen, today, mine today, listen to me. Second, God, because God is sovereign, we have the assurance that He will work out every single circumstance in our lives for something good. But what a promise when it says this, when it tells us this. You know what? For those who love the Lord, all things work for good for them that love the Lord. What a promise. Is that not an awesome promise? No matter what we think or what we say, all things work together to good for them that love the Lord. Talk about control. I know what some of you have been through in your lives. I know that. I understand what by listening to your testimonies and what's going on in your life. And it's hard to think and hard to fathom that what you were going through was for your good. But you know what? Remember, God is in control. He sees the whole picture, and He knows what was needed in your life to get you to this point. Listen, He's wanting to get you to heaven. Amen? He's wanting to get you there. And you know what? You know what great faith it is if we would take that great faith and understand, you know what? God, not my will, but thine be done. Not mine, but yours be done in my life. No matter what it may entail, no matter what road I might have to go down to get to the point, listen to me. Tell me that there's something better than going to heaven. Tell me that.
There's not. And isn't that the ultimate goal? Isn't that there's a song after, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Amen? We're just going through it. We're sojourners. We're sojourners in this land. It's what we are. We don't know what it's going to take to get us where we need to be. We don't know where it's going to be to keep us where we need to be. But understand something this morning. I still believe God is in control. Do you? Now let me ask you something else this morning. He sent His Son that you and I could have salvation. Amen? I don't know where your life is at this morning. I don't know where your heart is. I don't know if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning. But I'm going to tell you something. Right now, on this Sunday morning, right up here at this altar would be a good place to come and find Jesus Christ. God was in enough control to know that He had this, that He sent a Son. He sent a sacrifice, and it was His only begotten Son. Amen? As they come and get a song, I'm done.